Hello again. Today was a pretty good day. I think I say that usually. I was just realizing I probably say that most days. Probably because I'm really enjoying this. And usually, I mean, there's moments sometimes when I get really frustrated and I get really upset with the trail or whatever. I get tired and everything. But usually it's pretty good. Today was actually a really good day. Oh, excuse me. Until the end, I got really tired, but that happens sometimes. We woke up normal at 6 a.m. We woke up. People set their alarms, and that's what time the inmates are allowed out to do whatever at the minimum security prison place nearby. We could hear the megaphone talking. We quickly packed up, because that's what we do. Bad wizard. They were saying how they wanted to get an early start by 7 o'clock. And I thought, man, we're up and ready to go and hiking by 7 o'clock pretty much every day. If we want to get an early day, we're up by 6. But that's... They take it slower in the morning, I think. Excuse me. See, I'm really tired right now. But, they do whatever they want to do. And they always catch up to us, and everything's fine. But we camped on that road. We had uphill right away first thing in the morning, which wasn't very good, because uphill first thing in the morning is never very good, because I don't have a lot of energy, and I'm not ready to go, so it was kind of slow. And I thought, we're going to go really slow. We had 18 miles to do today. And, it was, sorry, I'm listening to the wind. Anyways, we did 2 miles to do today, and it actually went pretty quickly for the most part. We went by a whole lot of places. We were doing, like, crazy good time this morning. We got to our lunch spot, which was 10 miles in like, 4 and a half hours, something like that. Which is more than 2 miles an hour, so that was pretty crazy. What else? Our lunch spot was pretty nice. It was windy, kind of chilly, but we could lay everything out, and the sun let it dry. There was just a little bit of condensation on the inside of the tent this morning, but our sleeping bags were both... My sleeping bag was damp, Rima's was pretty wet, which, I don't know, maybe it's just because the air was really damp. I'm not sure, because there's not really any other reason why it should be really damp like that. We sat, we had a really long lunch. We sat there for like a half an hour, because I was going to walk on, and then we decided, no, we'll just eat lunch here. So we had lunch at the Ranger Station, North Fork Ranger Station. And... it was like... from there, it was supposed to be like all downhill, so... the Soledad Valley Road, Soledad Canyon Road, whatever this road is that's below us now. But it really wasn't. There was this one spot where we were like on level X, right? And then we switched back really steeply twice, so we were up at Y. And then we just come straight down, like we turn the corner, come straight down, so we're right 2 feet away from where we were before on level X, which is absolutely ridiculous. Like, you couldn't just make the trail 2 feet longer right there? But that's the way this is. That's the way this trail is, right there. We're literally 2 feet away from where we were, and it's just ridiculous. Like, why do we have to go up there? It served no purpose at all. But it was a lot of ups and downs, and then the downs were really steep, which is really hard. I don't like really steep up or really steep down. I prefer, a gentler up, and a gentler down is fine by me. The really steep up hurts my legs, just because my feet aren't used to bending that way, and the really steep down hurts my knees, because it's harder, trying to stop yourself from just flying down the hill. But it was kind of... Sorry, I'll try to stop yawning. It's kind of interesting because after lunch we rounded this corner and everything was just kind of burned, and so you could see forever and you could see where the trail was, And you see these cool rocks sticking out over here where we are now. The Velasquez formations. And it was pretty cool. And then we stopped for a break and I looked over. And just on the other side of the ridge road we were on, it's completely green. Everything's green. There's so many plants and everything. So it was a weird spot because it was like nothing except for dead, burned things. And then right on the opposite side of the ridge was all green, completely covered. The hills over on that side were covered in green. It was just really odd. It was an odd thing. But it was kind of cool too at the same time. I don't know, it's kind of fun. There was a lot of steep uphill, a lot of steep downhill today. That's what today was. Let's see, anything else exciting happened today? The other day, I forgot to mention, the other day we were taking that long road walk around Baden Powell. We ran into this girl and this guy, and the girl was through hiking, and the guy just came out for a couple of days to hike with her, although he got, you know, stuck up in snow, and they had to stay in Wrightwood for a couple of days and whatnot. And she was just not very happy. Apparently they hiked up to the top, and then they couldn't get down the other side. So instead of coming back down the way they came up, they decided to come down this really sketchy gully. When we saw where they came down, it was pretty, like, straight down, and I don't know. It just made me think, well, how bad was the other side that they decided to go down this gully? That, you know, they couldn't get down the other side. But we were talking to her for a minute, and she said she was through hiking, and she was just like, I hate the snow. She's going to go back to the people she was staying with and see if they would drive her around to where there was no snow. Because she hates the snow, and she hates the mountains, and she hates the trees. She just wants to be in the desert because it's the only place she's happy. And I just thought, well, number one, we haven't really gotten to, like, really desert yet. I mean, that's coming up in the flats, as they say. Which, you know, will be really hot, no shade, just kind of flat, I guess. And I don't really know how much she'll enjoy that, but I just thought, well, what's she gonna do when she gets to the Sierras? I mean, that's all snow, mountain, trees. So everything that she hates. Is she gonna skip that and go to Oregon or something? And, you know, hope there's just mountain trees in Oregon? I don't understand. I don't know. I guess, I mean, we probably caught her at a time where she's very frustrated and she's very upset about things and everything. And she's just like, rawr. But still, it's, I don't know. I'm having a good time. And sometimes I do get a little cranky. But today was actually really good. I was just kind of happy all day, which was nice. We camped just past Soledad Valley Road. There's 0.4 up to a saddle. And then we went a little farther than that and found a place on a ridge. It's probably going to be pretty windy tonight. Well, it's kind of windy right now, but it's not too bad. Hopefully it doesn't get too cold. If it does, we'll survive. I've had windier and colder nights. So last night was actually pretty nice because it wasn't that cold. It didn't get as cold as it has been getting, I should say. It was still pretty cold. This morning, you know, my hands still got pretty cold, but it took longer for them to get so cold that I couldn't do anything. So, it was pretty nice. There's something else I was going to talk about, and I forgot. I don't know if I mentioned it, but a lot of times, pretty much every day while we're walking, I get a song stuck in my head, and the song that I usually get stuck in my head is Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head, and which is a nice song, you know. I'm supposed to be in an even better mood than I'm in, like, smiling, because it's a happy song, you think, and I always think about Spider-Man, and how he comes out, and that song's playing, and he's just so happy, and then I think about that. I don't know, today I also had the Spider-Man song stuck in my head, which is kind of weird, because I was kind of making up a song because Jabbies were trying to get me, so that's where that came from. I'm kind of stalling, trying to think what the other thing is that I was going to talk about, but I don't think I want to think about it, so till tomorrow.